In Hollywood, the subject matter for new movies is often old movies. There are sequels and remakes, films about filmmaking, and films that quote films. Take the current hit, Shark Tale. It was conceived as an animated blend of Car Wash and The Godfather. But movies do sometimes look elsewhere for inspiration, and this fall, Hollywood is taking a special interest in the stage. Here's our movie critic, Bob Mondello.
It started, I suspect, when Chicago won all those Oscars by making being on stage look so sexy.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz, I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. And all that jazz.
Chorus girls who want to be stars have been a staple of movies almost since movies began. And every time their quest falls out of film fashion, some screenwriter comes up with a way to freshen it. Usually, though, you get one stage-struck film at a time. A Shakespeare in Love will have the theater crowd all to itself at the cinema. It won't have to share it with Cabaret. This fall, though, it's going to get hard to avoid movies that are about performers performing.
You've never understood what it means to carry a play, to sweat it out night after night. I'm the only one who takes it seriously, Michael.
That's Annette Bening playing a headstrong 1930s actress in Being Julia, a backstage comedy that's sort of a Masterpiece Theater version of All About Eve. And Bening's not the only theatrical diva throwing temper tantrums at the Cineplex. She has competition from a 17th century stage beauty, played by a fetchingly corseted Billy Crudup.
Do you know, when I was in training for this profession, I was not permitted to wear a woman's dress for 3 long years. I was not permitted to wear a wig for 4, not until I had proved that I had eliminated every masculine gesture, every masculine intonation from my very being.
Stage beauties clearly come in all shapes and sizes, and there are plenty more on the way in Finding Neverland, which tells the story behind the creation of the play Peter Pan.
You have a man who is a fairy, right? And this girl calls herself Tinker.
And in the backstage musical Phantom of the Opera, which will leap from Broadway to the Cineplex come Christmas time. Let's note that all of these movies use cinematic tricks to enhance the theatricality of theater. Take away the selective camera angles and editing, and none of their climaxes would work very well on screen, partly because the theater they depict is of an earlier era, stilted and artificial by today's standards. But as Broadway audiences know, that needn't keep its depiction from being state-of-the-art. Phantom of the Opera already looks pretty cinematic on stage, with clouds of dry ice smoke softening the edges as scenes dissolve into each other, just as they will on screen. And the Broadway version of The Producers has a sequence that amounts to a montage of close-ups on stage.
That face, that face, that dangerous face, I mustn't be unwise.
Projected onstage close-ups is a film joke that will be tricky to replicate when The Producers, a musical based on a movie, mind you, makes the leap back to the screen, which it will because its Broadway investors include the folks who started the Miramax movie studio. Not to be outdone, DreamWorks just announced that it signed a lyricist to help bring Shrek to the stage, none of which excites me nearly as much as the news that Al Pacino will soon be playing Shylock in a new film version of Shakespeare's The Merchant of Venice. He'll be up there on screen, demanding his pound of flesh at the height of the holiday season, a present for everyone who can't wait till Broadway looks like a Cineplex and all the screens a stage. I'm Bob Mondello.